Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com. Good morning. It's time for our morning market report here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Coulter Brown. Well, my friend Tyrell Obrecht may call me Bull Market Brown, but I'd say it's pretty hard not to be bullish on this cattle market right now. Northern Livestock Video held their first sale of the season yesterday, and I was impressed by just how strong it was. I'd say $30 to $35 a hundredweight higher than the same sale a year ago. After the sale, I spoke with auctioneer and cattle sale manager Ty Thompson to get his reactions on this calf market.
My takeaway from the sale is I kind of thought as we got into the bigger calves, you'd see them back up further. The way this cost of gain is so much cheaper than it was a year ago. I mean, we're working on corn prices that are near 50% less than a year ago, but gosh, our light cattle started off on fire, and the bigger cattle, especially them 7-weight cattle, really were strong. And the other takeaway is it used to be they fought over those real early delivery dates, and they'd take all delivery dates on this sale. So it was an excellent sale on all classes.
Well, coming up on Monday, the Montana Wheat and Barley Committee will hold its summer board meeting in Red Lodge. And there's a special event at the meeting honoring Denise Conover, a farmer from Broadview who will be retiring from the board after serving 3 years on the Wheat and Barley Committee. Denise said one of her favorite aspects in serving on the committee was hosting trade teams, getting to know international customers, and bringing them to her farm. We certainly want to send a special congratulations and thank you to Denise for her 9 years of service. I should also mention there at the Wheat and Barley Committee meeting, U.S. Wheat Associates President Vince Peterson will be attending to discuss global wheat markets.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
In the U.S., 1 in 3 adults will get shingles. If you have had chickenpox, you're at risk because the virus is already inside you. The shingles rash often causes severe nerve pain that can last days, months, or even years. No matter how healthy you are, your risk increases as you age. So, if you're 50 or older, protect yourself and get the shingles vaccine, which is available at doctor's offices, pharmacies, and local health departments across Montana. Visit facebook.com/health406 for more information. Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
Senator John Tester is calling on the International Trade Commission to uphold trade standards for American farmers after an investigation by the commission revealed China is dumping pea protein in the U.S. market. Montana and North Dakota are, of course, the top producers of peas and all pulse crops. And Tester said if unfair trade practices are allowed to go unchallenged, the impacts would be felt across Montana and much of rural America. Well, now I want to take you to KSEN Radio Country in Toole County to hear from farmer Clayton Lohr. Clayton joined me for the latest installment of our Young Farmer and Rancher series sponsored by the Montana Farm Bureau Federation. We talked about how Clayton got established farming on his own, getting involved in Farm Bureau, and serving as vice president of the Montana Grain Growers. We spoke about the challenges young producers have with the capital costs in farming. And I asked Clayton what he sees as the biggest opportunity for young farmers today.
I would have to say our biggest opportunity as young producers is the opportunity to get the world behind us. The social media aspect of our generation is very powerful. As more people watch these videos and posts about what we're doing on the farm, I think we have an opportunity to reach a larger audience. Another opportunity would be if you're willing to buckle down and do the work, boy, you can go a long ways in this world.
Stick with us. We'll be right back with our livestock markets. Thursday was a quiet day for the cattle futures, but there's a lot of potential to pick this market up. Wholesale beef prices continue to march higher. Cash cattle trade looking pretty strong this week. A lot of sales yet to come in, but so far we've seen trade from 192 to 197 on the hoof and 305 to 310 in the beef. This afternoon at 1, the latest cattle on feed report comes out. The report is expected to show a small drop in placements from last year and inventory down 1 to 2%. In the futures yesterday, August live cattle did gain 45 cents up to 182.55, October down just a nickel at 183.82. In the feeder cattle, the August contract down 12 cents at 259.82, September up a nickel at 261.17. Like we said, Northern Livestock Video had a very strong sale on Thursday. Here's some of the results. 5 to 5.5 weight steers sold from 328 to 345, a top at 353. Upper 5 weight steers from 310 to 331, topping out at 347. 6 to 6.5 weight steers from 296 to 313, top there at 331. Upper 6 weight steers from 290 to 308, and the 7 weights ranging 286 up to $3. A big cow-calf pair sale at the public auction yards this week. Heifer pairs from $3,150 to $3,175, 3 to 4-year-old pairs $29 to $3,400, mid-age pairs $2,600 to $3,000, short-term pairs $2,450 to $2,550. And the weigh-up market continues to stay firm. At Lemon Livestock, cows range from 130 to 157, and the bigger bulls from 155 to 166. I hate to be the bearer of bad news this morning, but the meltdown in the wheat market just won't quit. If you're keeping track, both nearby winter and spring wheat have lost $1.39 in just over 3 weeks. Falling world wheat values have weighed on the market this week, even while the Russian crop is estimated to be down 5.5% this year. In the U.S., USDA is forecasting a 5-year high in wheat production, but they'll likely update that number in next week's acreage report. The market is very oversold, and yesterday we did see July spring wheat hit a new contract low, down 14 cents at 618, September at 625, down 14.5. KC Hard Red Wintery for July down 8.75 at 592, September at 598, down 11.5. In Chicago, July soft wheat down 9.25 at 572, July corn falling back a dime to 439, and soybeans for July down 18.75 at 1155. Well, thanks for joining us for this morning's Market Report. For the Northern Ag Network, I'm Coulter Brown.